everybody. I'm calling you from Santa Barbara, California. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Santa Barbara, gorgeous ocean. For those of you who have been following along over this last 6-8 months or so, today was the final day with my oldest daughter, and it was a victorious day, and everything's signed, sealed, and done deal delivered. So anyway, those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you'll have to get the CDs from North Carolina to learn half of the story. Get your rear to the first steps to success to hear the rest of the story, then you can put the pieces of the puzzle together. For those of you who have already done those two things, you're rejoicing with me right now. So everything is done, and we're just excited. It was a victory. And so anyway, that's where I'm calling from. I'm actually stranded here in Santa Barbara. I'll be heading home tonight after the call. For those of you I have not met yet, I just want to welcome you to this call tonight. I started out in this industry as a 19-year-old uneducated female with no confidence, no self-esteem, no dreams, no vision, no nothing. Started in the business and failed the first 6 months. After 6 months of failure, went to a training seminar, applied what I had learned in the first 8 days, made $4,000. Next check was $11,000, then $15,000, then $20,000, over $20,000 the month I turned 21. Figured I needed to get married, did that. Within a few months of being married, my husband took off with my bank account, my credit cards, and maxed everything out, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. After being $35,000 in debt with $2.03 to my name, no job, no money coming in, and evicted from my home on December the 13th, became homeless of 1990 and remained homeless until January 5th. Thank God for this industry. Thank God for network marketing, because as a young female being completely homeless, living on a beach, 50 pounds overweight, can't think of any other way where you can start a business from nothing with no experience in the particular product line that I had, and started a business on December 26th after I was finished whining and crying about my situation. And started a business from the trunk of my car in a telephone booth, putting a flyer at a post office, and wound up reading a script that I had just written and put together, and made $2,000 part-time in 10 hours worth of work. It took about 4 days. The next month, $6,500. The next month, over 10 grand. It was my first full-time month. Was $10,000, was the number one international producer with that company that was a multi-billion dollar corporation, had hundreds of thousands of distributors worldwide. That company is a household name and was a household name even then. So many people think that if they get started with an older company that they can't, there's no opportunity there. Well, I made $250,000 in 12 months with that opportunity, went on to become a millionaire in 2 years of being homeless. And so any one of you on the phone right now has that same exact opportunity with your life to make changes, to get over excuses, to not whine, murmur, and complain about your situation, not blame anybody, but to actually step up and say, okay, how do I fix this? How do I make a change? How do I make things different? How do I not wind up here next year? It's a great question to ask yourself. And that's kind of what I had to ask myself, like, man, how am I going to get myself out of this? Because if I keep whining, crying, and moaning about it, I'm going to wind up here a month from now, 2 months from now, 12 months from now. And I knew I couldn't do that. And so you've got to look at your life and say, you know, what do I have to make this, what do I have to do to change so that things are better this time next year? How many of you do not want to be in the same financial situation that you're in this year, next year? How many of you do not want to be in the middle of summer, 4th of July just passed, and everything looks exactly the same? Well, if you don't, then you've got, and if your life needs a drastic change, then some drastic decisions need to be made. And if things really need to wind up abundantly different, then you've got to make some decisions that are going to take you there and follow through with them. And that's what I did. I started in that business and wound up becoming a millionaire. I've made millions beyond that in my 20s while I was either nursing or pregnant the entire time. I have 5 children to prove my statement to be true. With 5 kids ages 17 to 5 years old, I had all those children while I was building my business and figured out through managing my time and obviously with God's divine help, wisdom, and knowledge, developing a business to where we were able to even retire from it 4 years ago. And so this awesome industry is a huge blessing. And if you just apply yourself and get to the right kind of training and apply everything that you're learning, I promise you that it will pay off. In fact, I heard Kuwan is on the phone. She's one of my coaching clients who's done an absolute amazing job, and I'm proud of her for what she's done. And hopefully a little bit later I'm going to have her jump out on the line and just share what's happened to her in the last few weeks since her coaching session. But tonight I'm going to go through these questions that you guys have emailed me. We're just going to take them one by one. And so bear with me as I'm reading these questions, and I'll go ahead and answer them as we go. Some of you have been anxiously waiting for a couple months now to get these questions answered, and I'm just going to go ahead and go for it. This is from Khalid Yassin. And his question is, he has a traditional business. He's been in network marketing for 10 months. The traditional business is in debt, and it's not generating the kind of income that he desires. And so he's started in a network marketing business, and it's generating about $300 a month, and he says that his costs are about $225 a month just for his products alone. And he totally believes that network marketing is the way to go. And anyone who's ever built a traditional business just inherently knows that network marketing is the way to go. If you suffered through any kind of traditional business, you know that. And he wants to know, how do I make money now? How do I get out of this rut now? I want to eat. He wants to work at full-time. He wants to eat. Now, I know many of you have a very similar question to that in one way, shape, or form, but here's my answer to you. Khalid, the only way to build something fast is to go all-out massive action. No inhibitions. Nothing holding you back. You just have to do it. I mean, you were saying that you reflect on my story, and it's inspiring to you, and I believe the reason is because I just got over it. I had no money, I had no brochure, I had no product, I had everything against me to start a business, and the important thing was I had one reason why I had to. And that's all you need, is you need one reason why you have to make it work and get over every possible hindering excuse that could be in your life and say, I'm putting all of that aside. All out massive action is the only way to making a lot of money really fast. And that's what I did. Posted up that flyer. Was it the flyer that made everything happen? Heck no, man. It was my attitude of like, I've got to make this happen now. You know how when you make up your mind and no is not an answer, it's not an option, or you know that quitting is not an option, or you know that failure is not an option, or you know that another day of no money is not an option. When you come to that day is when you step up and you say, enough is enough. I'm going to make this work, and it's going to work right now. And so that's what you're looking for within yourself. Is that no more, no excuses, no inhibitions. You just have to go and get the job done now. There's no more alphabetizing. There's no more trying to think about reevaluating to figure it out. It is do or die. Get the job done today. And so all out massive action. I know you don't have a lot of finances to invest into leads, then you better figure out a way to get in contact with people as much as you can. You set a goal. You're not going to bed at night until you've met 20 people. I don't know. Come up with something. So you break the barrier and ask for referrals. It really is. It all boils down to that. What barriers are hindering us from succeeding? And so when you're in a desperate situation, I think that's the best situation to be in because you just get over it already and you make things happen with no excuses. Okay, moving on to the next question. This is Julie Lasserette. Now, if I am totally botching up your names, please forgive me ahead of time because, you know, I just have a high school education. That's a total excuse. Okay, so she said that she got somebody started through email. She works her business online, and she said this chick was doing great. She said that she had already set up her autoresponder, finalized her paperwork, and was one of those who keeps emailing questions back and forth and starting her business. And then all of a sudden, the chick quit out of nowhere. She says, out of nowhere through an email, the lady said, I'm done with this. This is what I call it. Julie, write this down. Fast fold. This was a fast fold. Honey, never listen to what people say. Watch what they do. And if you haven't done this already, go to my website, get the CDs from North Carolina. This was called a star. If you listen to those CDs, there is a skit that is done on the CDs that you will laugh your guts out. And on them, it is the pirate, and this was the star. That's all it is. You know what's awesome is that everybody you guys will ever talk to fits in the categories that are talked about on those CDs from North Carolina. Okay, they're $97. Give me a break. It's 10 straight hours of training for $97. Once you learn stuff like that, you're just like, okay, well, that was a star. Oh, well. You don't get all emotionally cracked up with people like that. You just move on already. They don't fit the mold. They're not what you were looking for. Okay, Michelle from Winden, Minnesota. No. Yeah, Michigan. Something like that. No, she's from Minnesota. She's moving to Detroit. I did it right. She says, okay, how do I work a new area? So she's moving and she wants to know, she's in the tourist industry. She's moving to a tourist area, and she's going to be seeing thousands and thousands of people through the summer who are on vacation, and she wants to know, how in the world do I get integrated in a brand new city? And she says, but when vacations are over and the city gets back to their normal routine, how do you suggest approaching business people that I don't know yet? obviously I will get to know them eventually, but I want to hit the ground running when I get there in 4 weeks. Well, she's already running there because it's now July. Okay, well, Michelle, I would do whatever you possibly could to be making contact with people as often as you can, being a part of networking groups, getting involved with your community, forming people wherever you go, and asking people the age-old question, which is in my script book. If you don't have the script book already, you can go to DannyJohnson.com. There is a script book in there. It has two CDs with it, and there's eight different warm market approaches, and then there's a prospecting script that's on there. But there's a referral script in here that works beautifully. And it's just a matter of asking people, hey, who do you know that is looking for a career change, or who do you know that may be looking to supplement their income, or who do you know that would like to leverage their business with adding additional income to supplement that business income if you know business people? Asking questions like that and then working those referrals of calling that referral and saying, you know, hey, so-and-so told me to give you a call kind of thing. And that's all in the script book. But how do you hit the ground running? You just got to make a lot of contact with a lot of people. Don't worry about how to do it. Worry about why you're going to do it. And the how will always work itself out if you know why you are building your business. And so you're looking for a couple key people as leadership to start a whole new area. I would go in with that kind of a pitch. But, hey, I'm looking for a couple key people. We're developing a whole new area. Our company is expanding into this area. It's an untapped market, and we're looking for some people who would like to generate some income working from home. We've got good people skills, some leadership skills, ta-da-da-da-da-da. And that's basically how you run that. So, Michelle, hope that answers your question. Get integrated with that county. Meet people, meet people, meet people as much as you can. Don't look to recruit them the day you meet them. That's crazy. Okay, Stephanie Durham out of Alabama. She says, do you use the same technique for cold market leads that I purchase and for those who have specifically replied to online ads about my product? Okay, great question. Well, and she's saying that she's had the, this is really funny. She's listened to The Pirate on CD number 7 of North Carolina. She's laughing. Okay, so anyway, do I use the same approach, the same technique? I always use form on warm or cold market. If you don't know what form is, go to the site, get into the membership area, and there's almost 50 hours of free training in there. Form is just, you know, the foundational technique for building a rapport. You're going to talk about the family family occupation, recreation, and message. Family occupation, recreation, and message. Now, what you do, yes, I do. I use that technique with everybody. I'm first going to get the prospect to talk about themselves. You control the conversation by asking all the questions. While you are asking questions, you are noting needs, or you are noting gifts and talents that they have, dreams that they may have, and the message then is formed around three things. One, their need. Two, their talents and abilities. Three, their goals and dreams that they're unable to achieve with where they're currently at. Or they're on a path of currently achieving them. You say, hey, I have a way that might be even help to get there faster. You know, things like that. So, do I use form when I approach both markets? You betcha. When I do ads for a product, if I've got somebody calling me back and I've ran an ad for product, you bet. The first thing I'm going to do when I get on the phone with them is build a rapport by using form. Get them talking about themselves. Absolutely, you're going to do that. In fact, Stephanie, in the script book, this brand new script book that we have, my old retail script that I used to get myself from being homeless to making $250,000 that first year is in the script book on page 9. Use this script. Just revise it from what you're doing. The first 5 questions are all about getting to know that prospect and find out what their needs were. I was selling at the time a weight loss program, and so that's what these questions are geared for. But, yeah, take just a few minutes to think about some questions that apply to your product line, or if you're selling weight loss, use the script. I don't care. Anyway, but, yes, you always want to take control of the conversation by getting the prospect to talk about themselves, find their needs, and then bada-boom, bada-bing, it's done. And then she says, if you don't use this technique, what do you use? I told her, yes, I do. And the technique I'm referring to is that I don't know, all I know is, she says, that you do so brilliantly. Let me keep reading this. It says, our team has a bridge call that I have been using with cold leads, but it does not seem to help me with closing them as well. Okay, I don't want to divulge all this other stuff. Oh, I know who she is. I know what company it is. Okay. Okay, so Yes, I do. I absolutely use the I don't know, all I know is, and I use it in a way where I'm going to tell testimonials all the time. Facts tell, stories sell, and if she's listened to the CD, she knows that. She just wants to make sure I was really serious about what I sell CDs. Okay, then down here she says, do you have any suggestions for someone starting over, and what is the best way to do that? I have tons of old leads and don't know whether to discard them or contact them anyway. Okay, awesome question. Very, very good. Well, starting over, honestly, in fact, all of you guys really need to write this down. It's very important, and if it doesn't apply to you, I can guarantee it'll apply to somebody in your business. So many times when I started with my business, I treated every month like it was my very first month, and I treated those 30 days like it was my first 30 days, and every month I would start with brand new, fresh people, and I would build a brand new, fresh organization once a month. That's how I would build it. And so, like, the person I got started the month before, let's say I get Tina started the month before, she was now sidelined to me, not in my Salesforce. That's the way I treated it, because if I remained hungry and in that hungry mindset, that eager mindset, man, I got so much more effectiveness out of myself. So oftentimes when we start building, in the beginning we're hungry, we're eager, and we're just working like dogs, you know, building our businesses, and then all of a sudden we hit 10, 20 grand a month, and we're like, yeah, we're coasting. And our focus is totally changed, and we changed the style in which we built it. The eagerness is not there. The hunger is not there. So that's why when I built my business, it was every month. It was a brand new person, brand new month, and it was my first month is how I treated it. And so I encourage you guys to do that. So as far as starting all over again, this is a blessing in disguise. Here's what you are. You're starting all over again, but you've got experience. So you're starting brand new, but this time you've learned some things. You have more experience on your back versus totally naive and gullible and da-da-da-da-da. This way you know some do's and don'ts. Now you know more of what to expect. Now, so if you have a bunch of old leads, chances are those are going to be fruitless, but if you've got the skin of a rhino, did I really just say that? And the reason why I'm referring to that is because you've listened to those CDs. I don't promote rhinos or anything like that, but it's just an example. If you've got good thick skin and it doesn't bother you and you're one of those people that you've already mastered not getting emotional over yeses and nos, meaning they're just categories and, you know, it doesn't bother you when someone says, you know, isn't it one of those pyramid things? And you're sitting there wondering yourself, is it one of those pyramid things? As long as you are not there, then it's cool. Then go ahead, work all those old leads and see where people are at. Start farming them, read the prospecting script on page 2 of the script book, and boom, you're done. I mean, it's easy. If you are one of those people that are not quite over it yet and you get sad when people say no or you get excited when people say yes, then I would suggest give a list to somebody else who's got thicker skin. Okay, so Stephanie, hopefully I helped you. All right, on to the next one. Fred in New York, the Sapphire, he says. Oh, boy, he wants a coaching session is what he needs. I've already answered a bunch of these, actually. All right, that. Hold on, guys. I'm just going through this. Nope. Never mind. Already, these are done. Okay. And here we go, Joe. On to Delmay. All right. She says, here's my question. I have plugged into everyone in the business into Danny's calls. I don't know if they have listened to them or not. I am personally working with 3 distributors, 1 on my right and 2 on my left. Hello, what company? It must be a binary. What do I need to do to have Danny help me to help them reach their own goals in that time so I can reach mine? Okay, Delmay, great question. And I hope that this wasn't a thing for my last call. All right, so here you go. What you need to do, okay, if you're plugging people into my calls, And you would know that based on your sales, because every sales organization who has plugged their distributors into the conference calls and into the website have had an increase in sales. They've had absolute increase in motivation and sales. You guys just got an email, I'm sure, just recently. There was a lady from Mary Kay Corporation who had stumbled across my website, listened to our faith-based call. She got listened to, like, the Christian CDs that we have on faith, fear, and poverty, wealth, and riches. She had directed her entire sales force to the website to listen to the calls that were Christian-based. Her sales went from 8,000 to 18,000 in 1 month. So that's insane. That is absolutely awesome. And that was because she got she just directed a whole team and said, you've got to listen to this. And it was absolute excitement that she promoted the information that were on these calls. You would know if any of them have listened to it. And I would email them and say, it's more of a, not a suggestion, it's more, listen, hey, if you're going to be a part of this team and you did not get into your business to fail, then you need to listen to one of these calls every single day. Every day, start here, listen to this, take notes, now apply. And it's, again, it's not a suggestion. It's okay. If you didn't get in this to fail and you got in this to succeed, then this is important. You must listen to this and apply it immediately. Let me know what your results are doing as a direct result of plugging into it. And you'll know, because if they're listening and they're applying, they will make more money. Their sales will absolutely go up. Okay, now you said you are personally working with 3 distributors. Now, here's a big question I have. Well, actually, I can't ask you this question because we can't do that. If I was coaching, I'd ask you a couple questions on that one. I hope these are new distributors, because if they're not new, I would not be working with them. So many times people try to sit and hatch their people. You cannot hatch them. The bottom line is you got to work them. You got to get them in, and within 30 days you have got them trained and they're on their own duplicating your efforts, and they have a good system to fall back on. If they don't want to do their own presentations, they got conference calls they can plug people into, or they have weekly meetings in a training center that they can plug into, if that's how you build your business. But if it's not, then hey, on with the next one. And again, we can help too much. Here's what you want to say to these brand new people you're getting started. You carry your 50 bricks, I'll carry mine. Together, we're going to carry 100 bricks, and you're going to be able to build your business. And that's the way it is. We are independent business people developing other business people. We are not in a counseling service. We are not in a business where we're dragging people to do something. That is not what we're doing. We are building a professional company, just like, you know, Microsoft, just like Federal Express, whatever. So you're employing the efforts of other people who are building their own business is what you're looking for. So the best thing you can do is direct them to the site. That's free training that you have available to coach your people, which obviously is awesome leverage. Very smart that you're doing this, Delme. And what you need to do is be in contact and just say, okay, if you're listening to it, then I know you're serious and I know you want to work your business. If you're applying it, I know that because your income is getting better and you're raising. Okay, so done. And if you're having still concerns about that, I recommend that you book a coaching call, either that or get to First Steps to Success in LA. All right, she said, this other gal, Jackie. Oh, Jackie is actually in Holland, I believe. Yes. She says, my challenge is that monthly, never mind. I already answered this one for her. Yeah. Here you go. Let's do this anyway. Okay, she says, my challenge is that mostly after I have recruit new people into my organization, they don't follow up with the advice that I give them, and sometimes they already quit within 2 to 3 months' time because they expect to be rich for some reason. They are very enthusiastic when they start. I sometimes go over to explain them the company, the plan, the product, et cetera, so I put a lot of effort into them. I try to explain this and try to train them as well as do the same as I am, but for some reason I'm falling into this trap over and over again. What advice can you give to me? Okay, Jackie, here's the deal. No, every business has attrition. Every single business has attrition. There is not one, and I'm not talking about just our industry. I'm not talking about direct sales. I'm not talking about home-based businesses. I'm not talking about network marketing. I am talking about traditional business as well as non-traditional business always, 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 always has attrition. And, yes, the lifespan of a rep is going to be 2 to 3 months if your skill level is where it's at. Now, did I have people that quit after 2 to 3 months? Yes. But I had so many people that I brought in personally on a monthly basis that it outweighed the dropout that I had. Well, if you're only recruiting a couple people a month, then you're never gonna get your business to where it outraces the dropout. And then here's the other thing. It's very important. There's 3 areas to the business, Jackie. It's expose, involve, and upgrade. Now, if you're great at getting people excited and getting them in, and you're good at giving them the information, there's 3 areas that I want you to get really good at. You're obviously good at area number 1, which is exposure. Number 2 is involvement. Now, when I got my people started, and Jackie, if I were to be sponsoring you to the business, for example, this is what I would say. Okay, Jackie, here's the deal. You're going to carry your 50 bricks. I'm going to carry mine. Together, we're going to carry the entire load. You are now a business developer. And my job is to help train you and equip you with what is necessary for you to be able to succeed immediately. So right away, this is what we're going to do. We're going to work together. The first thing you need to do tonight, Jackie, is you need to go to DannyJohnson.com. And I want you to listen to the call dated 5304. Okay, there's a call dated 5304. I need you to listen to this call tonight. Okay? I will talk to you tomorrow, and I want to know what it is that you thought about the call, and I want you to write down, tell me what it is that that you did as a direct result of listening to this call. You need to register as a free member. Then in the members area, scroll down, find the call that's dated 5304, and you need to listen to that call. And every day, Jackie, you're going to listen to one of these calls, whether you're listening to while you're in bed, whatever. I don't know where your computer is in your house, but you must listen to it right away. And as soon as you can afford it, you need to get the CDs from North Carolina. Or I would be getting, you know, depending on what their financial situation is, all I ever did was pick people in front of First Steps to Success, like the one that's in L.A. Plug them into that training. That's the involvement part. And through involvement, there's a few things that happen. Jackie, my whole point with you is to get your belief system where it needs to be. And see, that's where DannyJohnson.com comes in as a partner for each and every one of you. Most people do not have the ability in helping people get over their barriers, over their excuses, and going to work. My gifting is putting people to work. That's what I'm good at. And so what you do is you leverage your ability to recruit and get people into the business with my ability to put them to work, and that will then change your ratio. Tom Challen, for example, is one of my coaching clients. I work with him nearly on a weekly basis. This man is last month his wholesale force recruited 2,000 people into the business. He just got started in January. January 8th is when he got started in his opportunity. And how has he done it? He will tell you firsthand. All he does is every brand new person that gets started has to go and sign up on DannyJohnson.com. He told the president of his company that plugging my people into Danny has slowed the retention level dramatically. Not slowed it. I mean, increased retention level. Slowed, I lost the stupid word. Attrition. Slowed attrition down dramatically and has increased my retention numbers. That's what we got to do, and together as a team. So if you leverage your ability to get them in with my ability to get them to go to work, then they don't quit, or they don't quit as soon. Only the ones who are really going to be committed are the ones that are going to go out there and really make it happen. The ones who are whining and looking for the first reason to quit, man, they're out of there. Let them be out in 2 to 3 months. Let them be out in 2 weeks. I don't care. If they're not going to get serious and have a commitment level, then they're really wasting your time. Of course, you want them stumbling into your customer base. Let's go back to this, Jackie. Expose, number two, involve, and then number three is upgrade. Now, involvement builds their belief in us, because if someone doesn't believe, they're not going to contact their friends or they're not going to purchase leads. If they don't believe, they're not going to use the product. If they don't believe, they're not going to invest in training. If they don't believe, they're not going to go to the next step. If they don't go to the next step, then they will get out of the business. They'll fail. It'll be another failure that goes underneath their bed next to the next set of kits that they already bought, and who knows what kits those are. So involvement is absolutely 100% important. And so, Jackie, you want to get really good at learning how to promote involvement. Involvement are your company conference calls. That begins to build the belief system. Involvement is my Monday night conference calls. Involvement is them listening to the archives on my site. That's a form of involvement. There are so many emails that we get. We get 10 to 20 emails a day of people saying, I almost quit, but then I listened to your call, and then it totally stimulated me to call this person, and now that person's making $5,000 a month. I mean, it is amazing the testimonials that we have. It's nuts. Then through involvement, as their belief system increases and they begin to work their business with a strong commitment, not a half-hearted commitment of, well, I'll try it out and see if it works. No, I mean a serious commitment that says, I'm going to make this happen. It's do or die. I'm not going back. I'm not going to settle for less. I'm not settling for mediocrity. I'm going to build this thing. That is what I'm talking about. When they get that kind of mindset, when they get that belief system, oh, my gosh, it's over. You can't stop them. Now they're on a mission to figure this thing out, and quitting is just not going to happen. Then number three happens. Once that begins and the involvement begins to, let's say, heat them up, cook them up, get them to the point where they're ready to rock and roll, then they upgrade through the plan. They upgrade their commitment level. When their commitment level upgrades, then guess what happens? They start climbing the ladder in your compensation plan. when their belief system is raised, they all of a sudden, they upgrade in their production because their commitment level has changed. So now their production has changed because now they're purchasing leads and now they're putting people in front of presentations. Now they're doing their own conference calls. Do you understand? Then they begin to upgrade their leadership ability. Once they upgrade their leadership ability, now they're running their own sales forces and they're doing it without you. And so that's the way it happens. You expose the business. You get them involved in areas that build their belief system. Once that is done, then they upgrade their commitment. Their commitment upgrades their production. Their production upgrades their leadership skills, and they're on their own and duplicated. So hopefully that helped you. Okay, that right there was worth the cost of calling in on this call. All right, here's another question. This is from Angela Williams in Illinois. She says, I am finding women who are willing to pay $100 to get started, but say they don't have any money or no money on their credit cards to invest into inventories of any kind of size. Angela Williams is the lady I was talking about. Should I recruit them? I just coached her, so she already knows the answer to this. Her and I just had a coaching appointment. She says, should I recruit them or should I just keep sifting through prospects to find those who have money to invest in their success? Okay, this is what I coached Angela to say. When you have somebody that comes to you and says, you know, I really am excited about this, but I just can't afford it, this is what I'm going to say to them. I'm going to say, okay, is it really truly that you are very excited about this and you really truly don't have the money, or are you just saying that because you just can't say no? And this is one of two things that can happen. Some people say, yeah, I don't want to do this. Great, man, awesome. You go in category black or whatever category you want to call it, category no, category black, or, you know, yes could be white. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Come up with some funny name. And if they say, this is the second thing that they'll say. They'll say, no, I really don't have the money. Okay, well, are you wanting help with solving that problem? Or do you just want to give up? No, I want to help solving that problem. Okay, well, then let's just talk about places where you can find money. Then boom, they're open-minded and they're ready to find it. Okay, there you go. Then we have Kahanu Coleman, which has a very technical question here that is not, I think, appropriate for this call. She says she works two different deals, or say she's a product user in one deal that has the best products and the best da 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 da, and then she's a distributor for another deal and wishes she can combine the two. Honey, you can't. The reality is you've got to work the one that's working, work the one that's exciting, work the one that you believe in, work the one that's really building it, regardless of all that other stuff. Yeah, they have good integrity, training, comp plan, da 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 da, but if there ain't no sizzle there for you, you got to go where the sizzle is for you, where you're excited, what you want to move. Every company's got to have something that's not going to be cool. That's all there is to it. There's always going to be something lacking in some company. In fact, let me just tell you that, because some of you guys, and Kahanu is not one of them. I know who Kahanu is. But many of you have jumped company to company to company because you're just looking for the perfect company. There is no perfect company. It just does not exist. If your company is doing something unethical, okay, then yeah, quit. Move on. Find something else. But if, you know, I'll just give you this statement. I wish there was another way to say it, but something has to suck. We live on a planet that's flawed. We live in a fallen world. I mean, hello, you know, blame Adam and Eve. I don't care. But the reality is that something's going to be lame. That's the way it works. And so if you could just, like, accept the fact that not everything is perfect. Let's say that, you know, you got a company that has awesome comp plan and you know, good products, but they got no marketing. Something has to suck. So if you don't like that, then, you know, figure out how to market it then. I don't know. But just the reality is that it really doesn't matter. None of that matters. You have to do what is exciting for you. Don't be, you know, oh, man, this company does this over here and that company, I wish they would. No, man. You just got to pick one, camp out, work it, make some money, get on with it, quit analyzing it, and go to work. So, Kahanu, sorry, but something has to suck. So work the one that you want to work and have some fun. Okay, here's another one. Pauline, ooh, she's got a full-on Italian name from Brooklyn, New York, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce this one, but her name is Pauline. Okay, she says, I will be attending a family gathering. I would like to know, if you were me, how would you approach a family member to get them interested in either the product or the business without coming across as pushy or an opportunist? Great question, Pauline. I love it. Well, and it's, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. Okay, it's Moo something. Muchiaccio or something like that. Maybe it's not Italian. Okay, Pauline, this is awesome. And what I recommend that you do is go to my site and find any of the calls on prospecting unless you already, if you already own the script book. Girlfriend, there are so many approaches in here. There's 8 different approaches. Really get inundated with the script book so that you understand what it is that I'm talking about and just get good at this. Well, I would do the very same thing that if I was not at a family gathering. I would never, ever try to sell product at my family gathering. And this is just me. Not, there's other leaders that tell you, absolutely bring product and sell that product there. That's not my style. It could be their style, and it works for them. So you do what works for you. But I, in fact, I will be at a family gathering in August, a family Italian family reunion. And what I will be doing there is forming my family. Some of them I haven't seen in 10 years. 10 years. Some of them haven't seen me since I was young. And since before I had all these kids. And I will be forming my cousins. Absolutely, that's what I'll be doing. How's your job? How long you've been married? What's the kids' age? What they're involved with? Da-da-da-da-da. And I will find a need. No doubt. I will find a need. And at that family reunion, guess what's going to happen? I will definitely make contact with those people, call them, and then say, hey, you know, you mentioned to me that you were in between jobs. Do you know exactly what you want to do? And I would go right into my prospecting script. I don't know if this is going to work for you or not. It may or may not, but here's the deal. Our company happens to be looking for some people. If you qualify, you might be able to work with them, and if you like what they have, then, you know, you might decide that it might be a way to help you out financially or whatever. Whatever the need was. Pauline, I do the same thing with everybody. I form everybody first. I find a need. I find talents and abilities, and I find their dreams and goals that they are not achieving or that they are, and this is a way that they can help them get there faster. That's exactly what I would do. If you don't want to sound like an opportunist or coming across pushy with your products, then don't. Call them back later. And let it just be natural. Let it just unfold naturally so that you're filling a need instead of trying to sell somebody something. Okay, I'm down to my last couple here. This lady, Regina, she says, I used to get people saying she's got a new business that she started, and she's had some people start along with her, and those people had been in another opportunity. Some of her distributors had worked other deals in the past. And, you know, so her people are kind of afraid of calling their warm market because she says some of her team members don't feel confident in sharing their new opportunity with their warm market because of the old, oh, you're in another company, you know, when will you ever learn, blah, blah, blah. And she said she used to get this from her friends and family and got to the point where she simply just said, hey, look, I'm a network marketer, live with it. And I'm not going to give up, so don't give me any grief about it. Well, Regina obviously has a nice, strong, confrontive personality, but some of her people just don't feel comfortable saying that. Regina, I'd be saying the same thing you are. And she says it works great, and she's got no negative feedback, and, you know, people leave her alone. They know she's got unshakable faith, and she's accomplishing her goals. She says that she has shared this with her team, but it hasn't seemed to help them with their situation. Some of them just seem to feel... they seem like they are dying inside to tell their warm market but feel they have to earn a check first before they have the confidence. You know, it's a catch-22, and I understand your concern, Regina. The catch-22 is this. How are you going to make that first check if you don't talk to any of your friends? So, and I totally understand because, you know, I have felt that way before. You know, oh, gosh, you know, the first company I worked with didn't work out. The guy was a scam artist, and I just didn't feel comfortable introducing anybody to that and moved on. So, here's the deal. I don't recommend people jumping company to company at all. Find your home. Root yourself. Something's going to be lame about it. If there's not unethical practices, then just keep working it. Okay, so what do I tell this whole team who's afraid to contact their friends and they're itching inside to let somebody know? Well, I would first start by saying, do you really believe in what it is that you're in? And for some of you, you do. You need to go get yourself a check so that you can brag about the check. If it helps you feel more confident, then that's fine. Then you've got to figure out a way to make that first check. How are you going to do it? Or, you know, let's say you got your kit, your $500 kit or whatever kind of kit it is that you purchased. You go to those people and you just say, you know, I'm looking for someone to test market this on. In fact, Regina, I'd make sure that they all have the scripts in here because we did this. And this is beautiful. On page, hold on a minute, 6, here we go. This is perfect. This is what I would do. Let's say, Regina, you're one of my friends. You know I've been in a company before, and you're one of those people who are like, oh, whatever. This is what I say. I was wondering if you would be willing to help me out with something. We've been looking for a way to, you know, whatever. And after carefully searching for what we felt would work, we have found something, but before we completely get ourselves too deep, we are first doing a test market through our friends who we trust will give us their honest assessment. it's kind of a look under the hood and test drive before we buy kind of a thing, because I just don't want to make another mistake with another company. So would you please give me your good, honest opinion about the product? Test it out, try it out for me, and let me know what you think. And that's it. Now, that's easy. They know that you've done other things before. You're going to confront that issue. Hey, listen, before I make another mistake with another company, I want to test out the product to see if it's everything that their company is advertising. So will you please help me out and test it out and give me your good, honest assessment? Because I know you will. I know you'll tell me the truth. If you hate it, you'll tell me. If you don't like it, I know you'll tell me. And go at it about that way. Okay, next one. How do you answer the question is, I love this. If somebody asks you, is this Amway? Well, if you're not in Amway, you say no. No, it's not. Anyway, so do you want to make a little or a lot? Take control of the conversation again. If it is, then you say, yes, it is. Do you have a problem with that? Guess what? You're not, if they have a problem with it, you're not going to change it. Move on. It's that simple. And chances are, Michelle, you weren't in Amway if you were asking me that question. The answer is no. Anyway, so you want to make a little extra money or a lot of money, whatever it is, wherever stage of the closing stage you were in. And then here's another one. The question is, what else can I do? Any suggestions? Oh, I just have to read this front part. If I recruit people in order to get a percentage of their sales, I have to have personal sales of a certain amount in order to qualify. I'm earning nothing. She says, Pauline. Out of Brooklyn. Same lady. I've been working so hard to get my personal sales up there, discounting for new customers, putting up flyers, asking my customers for referrals, and giving them a discount for anyone who orders that they give my brochure to. What else can I do? All out massive action. Get a part of some networking groups. Get a part of, in fact, you don't have to give discounts to your customers. People will pay what it's worth. It's as long as you feel that it's worth it. That's what it all boils down to. As far as how to build it faster, Pauline, I answered that question, the very first question I answered. All out. Massive action. That's it. And once you do it, then you'll say, okay, Danny, you were right. It's all out. Massive action. Okay, gang, that's it for me. That is all. Let me do this before we close up and wrap up this call. I'm actually going to open it up for a couple questions and comments before we end it. But just want to let you know, we've got a call next week, next Monday night, 7 o'clock. If you would like to see me cover a specific topic, email us this week, and we will cover a topic. Whatever topic it is that you would like whatever you'd like me to teach, I will teach it next Monday. And we'll go through and just email us. Just tell us, Danny, cover topic on retailing, cover topic on how to do presentations, or topic on how to present over the phone. Whatever it is that you want me to cover, I will cover. I'm here, your servant, to help you build your business how you want it done. And in September 11th and 12th, it is our last open event other than Dynasty, which you have to go to First Steps to Success first in order to qualify for that advanced leadership training. Is our last First Steps to Success open event for the year. I have eight events for before the end of the year, but the rest of them are all closed. And so the last chance for you or your people to plug into that First Steps to Success training seminar is coming up September 11th and 12th in Los Angeles. There's no excuses. LA is the cheapest place to fly to, no matter where it is that you're coming in the United States. So fully take advantage of that. If you're waiting for me to come to you, it's not happening this year. And it's already July, so it may happen sometime next year, but if I were you, I would not do the age-old mistake of waiting. Get on it right away and make things happen right away. Let me open up the lines. I want you guys to hear from Kuwan. Kuwan, I know you're out there. Those of you that are in noisy places and there's, like, outside background noise, toilets flushing, washing machines overflowing, husband watching TV, kids playing video games, child screaming, press *6 right now. Press *6 so we can mute out any background noise. And providing that we have good cooperation, I'd like for you to hear a great story about how Kuwan has changed her business around since her coaching appointment just about 3-4 weeks ago, and hear how she's doing. She's doing an absolute fabulous job, and I've been bragging on you, Kuwan, because you're just blowing my mind. So, and Kuwan, do not say your company or the product it is that you're marketing. We just want to hear your results and how you're doing with that. So hold on. Okay, gang, we are live.
You can try to
Kuwan, are you out there?
You are now muted.
Okay, Kawan, I'm not able to hear you.
Hey, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
There you go, girl. Hey, I can hear you. Great. You're sounding very clear. Kawan, can you just tell us what you've done the last 3 weeks since your coaching call?
Good suggestion. I start my day. First thing I do is I pray, my God, I thank him for another day. And then I start my day, and you know what, I'm far less than I was before, and I'm getting really great results. I enrolled 18 customers into my business last month. I've never done that in the last 3 years, and this year I've got an absolutely amazing again. And I have people that have heart and that want to work. And I think it's because I've just changed my approach. I'm being me, caring for people. And the people that are working with me, they're just absolutely awesome. The new people that I'm bringing in, they're just like with great, great heart.
That is so awesome. Hey, Hans, can you press star 0 and get that operator on that, please?
She's working on it.
She is. Okay, Kawan, hold on. Kawan, that is so awesome. And just to tell you guys, she's been inside of her opportunity for three and a half years now, and she's doing a great job and just had this incredible breakthrough. And I know that she had sent me an email saying she enrolled 18 new people into her business and then developed one new director in her business. And the kind of people that she's attracting to her business are totally different now than it was before. And so her business is exploding, obviously. Her income is exploding as a direct result of applying the things that she was told to do. Now, I'm not saying I'm a great coach or anything like that. I've coached thousands of people. But it takes a great student to say, you know what, I'm going to listen to what she says. And I actually coached several people that day with her company, and she was the only one out of all of them that did exactly what I told her to do. The rest of them found a few excuses, but she was the one that rose up and shined. She said, okay, I'm going to do what she told me to do. And every day, diligently, she's been doing that, and things have improved in her family life, improved with her husband, and improved now with her business. And she's attracted a whole different type of people, a whole different caliber of people as a direct result of that. So, Kawan, I just want to tell you that your people are very blessed because you are teachable, you're eager, and you're hungry. And people that are teachable go very, very far in life. And Kuwan's one of those. It's green and growing instead of ripe and rotten. And so she's doing an absolute phenomenal job. So I just wanted to encourage you guys to let you know, if you've ever had those months that were just lame, you know, you just got those times where things are not going right, which is where Kuwan was, which is why she hired me for coaching. She was just having a bad month and several bad weeks. And so she stepped up and said, I need to get coached. And man, she had a massive breakthrough as a direct result of that. And so it's okay if you're having one of those terrible months or terrible weeks or terrible years or terrible decades. It's okay because it's not going to be that way forever. If you step up to make a change, I promise you the absolute result will happen, that things will change. When you follow through with that change is when things absolutely improve in a very rapid rate, which is what Kuwant has watched happen in her business. And she did. She already had a very... You know, she had a good, successful business to begin with, but these kind of results she had never seen before. And so if you would like to have that kind of thing happen for you, just stick it out. Don't quit and do whatever it takes to improve your skills, because as you improve your skills to the marketplace pays better value for your skill. And so if you'd like that kind of improvement, you go ahead and get in touch with us. Our office is 209-463-5210. You can contact us anytime. For any kind of any of the services that you would like to take advantage of, John Paletti will be your contact person for that. Again, it's 209-463-5210, or you can reach us on our website, which is DannyJohnson.com. DannyJohnson. You want to be the next 6- and 7-figure income earner story? Then step into the plate. Follow directions. Give it your best. Have an awesome week, you guys. God bless you, and I pray that He prospers you. That I pray that you just download an incredible amount of faith to take your business to the very next level, because you must walk by faith and not by sight. I will see all of you in Los Angeles at on September 11th and 12th. We're going to have an outrageous weekend there, and people are going to have significant breakthrough and awesome increases in their paychecks. So we'll see you soon. God bless you, and talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.